Since February of 2006, the entity has insisted that the Bolivian government and the transnational corporation, MAXIMO-YPF, change their stance towards the community and guarantee not to violate the rights of indigenous peoples. We make these demands because MAXIMO-YPF does not respect the policies that safeguard our human rights. In May of 2006, representatives of the BTG held meetings with the representatives of MAXIMO-YPF in Madrid and representatives of the Spanish government, as well as members of the country's legislative branch. During those meetings, the BTG made public the results of the independent indigenous evaluation, which provides evidence of the social, environmental, and cultural horrors that MAXIMO-YPF has inflicted on our territories by its failure to follow international norms and standards. On June 7, 2006, we began a series of meetings with the president of MAXIMO-YPF Bolivia. The meetings resulted in the first trade agreement that was reached on June 27, 2007. The series of meetings undertaken with MAXIMO-YPF will not be conducted for an indefinite period. We set August 24, 2007, as the time deadline for completing the negotiations. The time limit was established in order to ensure that once and for all, MAXIMO-YPF assumes practices that respect the environment and the culture of the Guarani, Tarantino, MAXIMO people. As a community affected by petroleum operations of MAXIMO-YPF, we are aware that the presence of the company in our territories is a serious threat to our cultural, social, and environmental integrity. For this reason, we believe that the only guarantee that we can have is that the transnational MAXIMO-YPF agrees to comply with the established norms and doctrine of the International Human Rights System, the laws of Bolivia, and the principles and agreements established in the company's own corporate social responsibility policies. On June 29, 2007, the Bolivian Tantico Western people has proven its enduring commitment to the defense of the rights of indigenous peoples, recognized and protected nationally and internationally. Presented to MAXIMO-YPF a proposed agreement between the APP and MAXIMO-YPF, where the community principally demanded that MAXIMO-YPF fulfill all the promises that it publicizes in the propaganda development of its own corporate image. We are sure that the presence of MAXIMO-YPF in our territory is going to continue causing social and environmental problems. As a result, we consider the signing of an agreement that outlines the responsibilities of MAXIMO-YPF necessary in order to prevent, avoid, or mitigate these damages. As the Guarani people, we hope for a positive and constructive response from MAXIMO-YPF, the Bolivian government, and the corporate headquarters of MAXIMO-Espana, in order that its verbal commitment to corporate social responsibility becomes practice in the indigenous territory of the Guarani and Latino Guasa. We demand hence the solidarity of the Spanish people. This was the communique made public on July 5th, 2007, at Trinidad by Florentino Zambayos, president of the Assembly of the Guarani People of Latino Guasa. For further information on economic and social rights and corporate responsibility, you can visit the Tico News Corp's webpage for economic and social rights. This information was provided by the Assembly of the Guarani People from Tarija, Bolivia, and produced in our studio in Belgium on July 6, 2007. Thank you.